From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi army units have captured the center of the Anbar province capital, Ramadi, after weeks of battling Islamic State militants. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi state TV broadcasts grainy footage of government forces climbing onto the roof of Ramadi's municipal headquarters and raising the Iraqi flag. The city center fell to Islamic State militants in May when soldiers defending the same government complex fled. Provincial Governor Suhaib Rawi addressed residents of Anbar. He says that retaking the government complex from Islamic State marks the start of the liberation of the rest of Anbar province. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city of Al-Zara. The precise death toll remains unclear. An official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar say President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August peace accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir has appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to himself. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. This is VOA News.